The Head Story. You can hear me talking, can't you? I'm sure you can. And you can see things around you, can't you? And you can smell things, can't you? Well, you hear things through it. Well, you hear things through your ears, and you see things through your eyes, and you smell things through your nose, don't you? And now you are nodding your head because I asked you those questions. And now, are you nodding your head because I asked you those questions? I bet you are. Now, as you're so clever at nodding your head, why don't we both nod our heads together to a ticking noise? Now, this is a ticking noise. So every time we hear a tick, let's nod our head just once. Are you ready? One, two, three, go. Nod. 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 Now, that was fun. So let's do the same thing with our eyes. Every time you hear a tick, close your eyes, and when you hear the next tick, open your eyes. Are you ready? One, two, three, go. Close. Open. Close. Open. Close. Open. Now that was a real hoot, wasn't it? It's much better when you do things together. Now, when you talk, you open and close your mouth, don't you? Well, I do. So does everyone else. So you must. So let's open and close our mouth. Let's open and close our mouths in time with the ticks. Are you ready? One, two, three, go. Open. Close. Open. Close. Open. Close. Now we know we have eyes and ears and a mouth on our head. Now we know we have eyes and ears and a mouth on our head. But there is something else on our head as well. Do you know what that is? If I tell you it's a funny pointed thing in the middle of your face, I bet you know what it is called. No, it's not a wawa or a goo goo or even a poo poo. It's a nose. And what do we use our nose for? To poke into our milk? To stir our tea? No, that's silly. We use our nose to smell through. To smell nice smells from flowers and from food and from your mummy's scent. So, like we did with our eyes, mouth and head, let's smell each time we hear a tick. I shall start the ticks. Are you ready? One, two, three, go. Smell. 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 Just a minute. I can't smell anything. Stop the ticks. I can't smell the tick. And do you know why? Because ticks don't smell. Now, there is something else on your head that we have not thought about. There are two of them, one on each side of your head. We have been using them all the time I have been talking to you. If you did not have them, you could not hear these ticks. You hear the ticking through your ears. So, on your head, you have eyes, a nose, ears, and a mouth. So your head is a very busy place. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because you have got to look after your head. You must not leave it lying around like you do after you're finished with your toys. And you must not let anyone else use it. And you must never lose it. Can you think what would happen if you lost your head? You could not listen to any of my stories. So, every morning, when you get out of bed, hold your head between your hands to make sure it is fixed properly on your neck and it won't fall off. And then you can have a nice day.